Chapter 33, Preaching. If the minister is surrendered, the Holy Spirit speaks through every discourse and makes it effective. It is the efficiency of the Holy Spirit that makes the ministry of the Word effective. When Christ speaks through the minister, the Holy Spirit prepares the hearts of the listeners to receive the Word. The Holy Spirit is not a servant, but a controlling power. He causes the truth to shine into minds, and speaks through every discourse where the minister surrenders himself to the divine working. It is the Spirit that surrounds the soul with a holy atmosphere, and speaks to the impenitent through words of warning, pointing them to Him who takes away the sin of the world. Do not present to others what your own soul has not felt. There is danger that ministers who profess to believe present truth will rest satisfied with presenting the theory only, while their own souls do not feel its sanctifying power. Some have not the love of God in the heart, softening, molding, and ennobling their lives. We should not be satisfied using discourses that we have preached over and over, brethren. We should not go into the desk unless we have previously devoted some time to wrestling with God in prayer. We should not be satisfied to use the set discourses that we have preached over and over for the last 10, 15, or 20 years. We should draw fresh, new matter from the storehouse of God's Word. We are desirous that the angels of God may stand by our side when we are in the sacred desk, that God may impress the mind, that there may be glorious unfoldings of the truth, that it may be presented in the demonstration of the Spirit, that it may be meet in due season to the flock of God. Heaven is ashamed of preachers who do less than their best in the sacred desk. Heaven is ashamed of many who are engaged in all branches of the work, and especially is heaven ashamed of those who are called to the sacred desk, and yet who do not try to do their best. Many read newspapers and periodicals and books, and neglect the study of their Bibles. They do not wrestle with God in the closet, for the help which He alone can give. They go forth to their work spiritless and without Christ. Ministers go before their congregations, presenting fragments of a long-used discourse, instead of a fresh portion of meat in due season for the people. They drift into dry, controverted subjects, and the flock of God is unfed.